Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. Amen. And it is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I thank you that life flows in Jesus' name. I thank you that health and healing manifest in all those who have their faith out there for it. And we call it done, and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, amen. Hallelujah. Give our podcast listeners a hand clap this morning. We're glad you're listening. We'd love to have you come out and spend a day with us. Glory to God. So my preaching partner is coming up here. And she'll be preaching with me today. Praise God. You're fine. Hey, I can start off. Mess with me and I'll take over. Hey, do you want a thingamabob? This one's yours. Do you want a music stand?
Well, no, you have your Bible station.
Oh, I'm doing the reading. Praise God.
All right.
Glory to God. Go, you're on.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. All right, if you will, open your Bibles to Psalm 23. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yeah. Hallelujah. And as you can see why we sang How Great and God is Able this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Just give her a minute. Are you going to read?
You want me to read the whole thing all the way through, yeah?
Yeah, let's read it first through and then we'll go.
We're going to read it all the way through first, then we'll go back through. Amen. So this is Psalm 23. It says this, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through," amen, through, you're not stuck there.
That's right.
See, a lot of these, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's a big amen on that.
Amen.
Glory to God. So, go ahead, young lady.
Yes. So, this is a well-known piece of scripture, and, you know, I mean, very well-known. Everybody knows it. We hear it many different times in many different places. And the Lord had just taken me a couple weeks ago, taken me back to this. And even though I know it, I've heard it many, just like all of us, many, many, many times, just dissecting it. He took me back and we just went line by line, word by word. And it's amazing how something that you've heard so many times and read so many times can still have so much meaning and new meaning and new revelation and new everything. I mean, it's amazing. So he had taken me back to this. And so we just kind of wanted to dissect it with you this morning and kind of encourage everybody. It's very encouraging. It's uplifting. It's what we all need.
Amen.
There's something for everybody in all of this.
Amen.
So I love it. So I'm going to get a little excited, but that's okay. The Lord is my shepherd. Jesus is our great shepherd. Amen. Our great shepherd. He watches over his flock, which is us. He is the head of the church and the provider and protector, just as a real shepherd is to his sheep.
Amen.
And when you think about that, I mean, just those two words alone, he's a provider and a protector. And Jesus is so much more than that. But just think of that, provider and protector. Those two words alone, we could spend all morning
yeah.
on just those two words. You know what I mean? He's our provision. He's our protection. He's everything that we need there. Just as a shepherd, that's what a shepherd does with his sheep. He watches over them. He protects them. David was a shepherd before he was a king. And so he could see, that the symbolism of God shepherding his people when he wrote the 23rd Psalm. My printer wouldn't work, so I'm using all of my notes on my phone. I plugged in my printer last night and of course it just decided not to work for me. So bear with me as my phone's going to keep kind of coming and going. So, chime in whenever.
Real quick, you know, we refer to David as King David. because God made him king. Mm-hmm. But see, this was a shepherd boy.
Before he was
a king. He was a shepherd boy, and God called him. Mm-hmm. We've all got a call on our life. Amen. If we... You remember the story of the talents? I was listening to Joel was talking about this morning, and how they, one of them, out of fear, wasted away his talent and was rebuked by God, and it was given to someone else who would actually do something with it. God took David, who was just a shepherd boy, out in the field, right, and put him up against the giant. Now his brothers were already in the military. These guys were already fighters, but they didn't come up against Goliath, did they?
No.
It's whatever your call is in life, you will seek out. And if we don't seek it out, we'll never complete it.
Right.
We'll never get done what God has for us here in this earth. I thank God that I said yes to the call of what he told me to do.
Right.
I can't squander my gift.
Right.
I can't be in fear about my gift. I'll tell you, when I first started, I was in fear about it.
Yeah.
I felt like David out in the field, little shepherd boy. Can I even do this? You know, is this my call? Is this what you have for me? Am I assured that this is what you want me to do? And that took time and prayer before I knew that for a fact. So in that, as what she was saying with David, being just a shepherd boy means nothing.
Right.
You could be one day king. And the Bible tells us we're all kings and priests. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So take that literally. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So God is our shepherd, and like a good shepherd, he will provide for his own. He will provide for his own and for every need we will ever need.
Amen.
Every need we will ever need, he will supply that. And I'm just going to reference some scriptures. We're not going to go to everything, but Philippians 4:19. We all got, for God shall supply all my needs according to his riches. So that's, I mean, it says he will supply every need that we ever need. That's huge. That is so
Amen.
Huge. And David, when he wrote this psalm, he made it personal. I mean, it was personal to him. He had needs. When we take what God is saying in the scripture in Psalm 23, like I said, we've heard it and heard it and heard it. But when you break it down and you take it personal, with every word that he's saying there, every need that you will ever need, he will take care of it. Every need forever, he'll take care of it. So he is a faithful shepherd that provides for his sheep. So that one, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. All right, let's go on to verse 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. I was reading about sheep, kind of like when I was going through all of this. And something that I didn't know is that sheep do not like fast moving water. They won't go near it if the water is like moving quick. It has to be still. I did not know that. I mean, not that I didn't know a lot about
sheep. Sounds like a shepherd wrote this then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
No, yeah.
I mean, really?
And when you think about that, I mean, wow, that shepherd is there to guard and protect. He's watching them,
mm-hmm.
you know. And another thing that I read about them, too, was that, you know, they will wander off. They will just kind of do their thing. They'll
really?
Just wander off.
They'll just wander off.
They'll just wander off. They'll even fall off a cliff. They really say that they're not smart animals. I hate to say
they'll
that they're
fall
dumb,
into a
but right,
yeah,
but
yeah.
they're really not smart animals. That's why they have to be guided.
Well, and you know what? The shepherd has a staff.
Right. Yeah.
And that staff has that ring on the top. Mm-hmm. That ring is to actually get that
pull them back
and
in.
Hook around their neck to pull them up.
Right.
That's what that's for.
Right.
And that's what, and you've all heard what the shepherd's job is.
Yeah.
To protect and feed and
tend
water,
to,
tend to,
yeah.
you know, fight off the wolves. Amen. Go after when they wander off and all. This is the job of the shepherd.
Yeah.
To feed the sheep.
Amen.
Amen. Which is so important that, and that's why we don't waver from feeding you. We will feed you and feed you only the Word of God. We're not going to feed you, oh, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. I was listening to that stupid radio station on the way here today, and that dumb song came on. And I just don't understand it, you know. I know the Word says that, but see, that's not for us. It is not for us. I thank God that He does give us good gifts.
Yeah.
And they come from Him.
That's right.
And we know that if it's a bad gift, it's not from God.
Right.
And so we tell it to be gone. We don't want it. I like what Fred said. We're not signing for that package that he keeps trying to deliver.
Right.
Not doing it. It's right. Not my package. It's got to be my neighbor's. But don't put that on your neighbor. But amen. Don't you see what I'm saying? I said we. It's what we're going to stand up for.
Right.
What we stand against.
Right.
He stood against Goliath.
Yeah.
You know, he was out here standing against wolves every day that were trying to take his sheep.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
He was standing against them, wandering around and wandering off and falling off a cliff. You know,
yeah.
He was their protector, but he was also their provider.
Yeah.
And just as the word said that the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want, I shall not lack.
Right.
That's what that word is translated as, lack. I shall not lack. Well, right. If we lack, we're not looking to the shepherd.
Right.
Amen.
We're not being
Amen.
Guided.
Get me fired up.
Right.
We're not allowing Him to guide us.
Right.
Exactly right.
Protect
and so
us.
We've got to
right.
allow Him to guide us. He's Jehovah Jireh.
Oh, you're
our
jumping
provider,
ahead.
Our provision. Don't mess with me. All right. So go ahead, dear.
So back to verse 2 where it says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. We are all so busy that sometimes we just don't have the sense to take time and rest. I know I'm guilty of that. I don't take the time to stop and
rest. You
wouldn't
use that word sense.
Sense. I don't have the sense. Yeah. You get busy. You get busy. Life is busy. And so, but it says there that He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He is my rest. And I mean, He so knew that I needed to dissect this chapter of Psalm 23, because there's so much in there for us. And when you take it word by word, literally, and make it personal, it will change your life. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, I cannot tell you.
She's been awful nice lately. It's been a while, before.
But you get that rest, you know? And another thing here, I have it, but it said that sheep are not very smart. I said that. They have to be forced to rest. I didn't know that. They have to be forced to rest. It says they just wander around. They just wander. They just keep going and going until they're forced to rest. Sounds kind of familiar, right? We kind of do things like that until we're forced to rest. But we have to do that. We have to know that God, you know, we lie down in that's rest. That's rest. We so need that. The good shepherd will make us lie down in green pastures. In the pastures, we can get fed. And we must feed on Him, for He is the Word of God, John 1. Like I said, I'll just throw some other ones out there. You guys can go to those later. Yes. Yeah. And we can dine daily on the bread of life. It's in there. You know, we daily, the Word. Where does our rest come from?
The Lord.
Amen. Our rest comes from there. The Word. That's where we get that rest. So He'll lead us. He leads us. You might not notice, but we like sheep, we can go astray. We don't always, you know, we can't always find that still water. Sometimes we end up in trouble. You know, we get in that water that's moving too fast and, you know, we're like, help, 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 you know, but God will guide us. He'll protect us. He'll keep us from going to those. Yes. Yes.
You know, I'll tell you a quick story. As a kid, we used to go when the creeks would fill up. A lot. I mean, they would really fill up. And you know how they have those big 8-foot culverts that go underneath, you know, roads and things like that? Well, that water would just be rushing through there. And down off of Carl Road, when I lived on Bowling Hill, we would get in the creek when it would really, really rain hard. And it would just, you'd get in and you'd just, whew, I mean, you're, and we're just body surfing. I mean, yeah. We're not using boards or anything like that. Yeah. We're just floating.
Oh,
and we're going so fast. And at the end of the culvert, once you go through this tube, there's a drop off like a waterfall. Well, we didn't really know this at that time, but when there's a waterfall, there's also an undertow.
Yeah.
And as that water comes off that fall, it begins to spin.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know this as kids. I mean, you know, we're kids. We think, hey, that looks dangerous. Let's do it. And so this is exactly what we did. We jumped in the water right there at Bowling Hill, and we would just go and go and go. And one of my friends went over the waterfall and didn't come up. Didn't come up. And we all jumped in because we had already gone through. And so we're all waiting for him on the bank, and he never came up. Took him about, it felt like an eternity.
Right.
But finally he came up. We got him out, and he fear. I mean, he was white
oh, yeah.
as a, he was white, just which he was white anyway, but he was white, man. This guy was like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I mean, this guy. And but you see that for a minute and you say, you know, sheep aren't thinking. They're not paying attention. They are out wandering around. And Christians, what have I been telling you? Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Pay attention. Look for the enemy, but look for the victory. Look for the blessing that God's got. It's there. It's on its way. Whatever it may be. But stay in faith. Yeah. Don't be a wanderer. Right. You know, I'm a wanderer. Don't be a wanderer. Right? Don't wander around. Know where you're going.
Right. Amen.
Allow God, the shepherd, to lead you.
Yeah.
Let him lead you. When he leads you, the word's very clear. He'll lead you in such a way that you'll not go to the right or the left. You won't fall into the ditch.
Right.
He'll make your path smooth and straight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All right. Yeah. Don't get me fired
you
up.
We've
got to get
go.
Through this, woman. Hurry up. We're only on the second verse.
Verse 3. No, we're on 3 now.
Oh, 3 now.
He restores my soul. I love this.
Oh,
he restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness
for his name's sake.
Not our sake. His name's sake.
Amen.
When we grow weary and faint-hearted with troubles of life, he restores and refreshes us. Amen to that. We all need restoration. We all need restored. We all need refreshing because things can tear you down. I mean, they can beat you down, tear you down, weigh you down. I mean, there's so much out there. If you're not allowing God to guide you, lead you, restore you, refresh you, you have no hope. I mean, you see so many people out there with no hope at all. And
one of my favorite movies is the Justice League. I don't know if you guys like Superman movies. I do. But the beginning of the movie, there's a guy who's sitting on the ground. He's got a sign up against his foot. And you know what it says? Didn't say we'll work for food. Didn't say need money. It says, I tried. But he's sitting there, okay, like a homeless man. He's sitting there beaten, downtrodden. Mm-hmm. He's sitting there instead of standing up.
Yeah.
He's sitting there, I tried. Well, we don't try, we continue to try. We keep trying. Once you've tried and you stop and you quit and you sit and you put a sign up, you failed. We're not failures.
No.
We're not failures. We're more than conquerors. We're
Amen.
Overcomers.
Amen.
We have a shepherd that'll lead us.
Amen.
He obviously wasn't following his shepherd.
Right.
He was following his own know-how.
Right.
His own will, see? And we can't follow our know-how. If I follow my know-how, I will definitely not do things the way God wants it done.
Right.
God never does it the way you think.
Never.
Ever.
Never.
Remember we talked about this, getting water out of a rock, make an axe float, tell that fish to bring me some tax money.
Yeah.
What in the world? I mean, think about the stories. Tell a young little shepherd to go stand before a giant. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't afraid to do it.
Right.
I will take your head off your neck.
Yeah.
And this is what the attitude of a Christian, of a believer is. You're not going to beat me.
No.
I'm going to beat you.
Right.
I'm
That's
not going
right.
to, I tried and put
yeah.
a sign up.
Right.
Amen. Get me fired up, woman. Goodness.
And also this restoring here is also a restoration from eternal death to eternal life.
Oh yeah.
So good. I mean, that's where our hope lies.
Now you remember what the word restore means. The word restore, let me read it to you. It says to bring back into existence. To bring back into existence. Now, anybody out there who's believing for healing, believing for financial prosperity, whatever you're believing for, he wants to bring you back
Amen.
Into existence.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, because when we feel beaten, we lose our existence.
Yeah.
We lose it. He wants to bring it back.
Right.
He wants to bring it back. He says, to bring into existence or use.
Yeah.
To bring back to a previous condition.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how many times has the devil stolen something from you? God wants to bring you back to that previous condition.
Amen.
What is it that you had more than enough to meet every need with?
Amen.
He wants to bring you back to that previous condition of I'm healed and made whole. That previous, he wants to restore you.
Right.
Amen. Also says to renovate. Mm. Now, I know if you know what renovation is. But when I was in renovation and the renovation business, exactly right, to make new. When I would go in, I would gut out all the old and I would put in all the new.
Mm-hmm.
And when you left there, It looked brand spanking new.
Yeah.
Completely clean, fresh, everything new now.
Yeah.
Amen. So to renovate, to reinstate. And that's what I love, to reinstate.
Yeah.
That man that I told you about that had his sign up and says, I tried. God would reinstate him if he would just follow the shepherd.
Right.
To reinstate. And then you're ready for this last part? To give back. To restore is to give back.
Amen.
God wants to give back to you everything that you need, all that may have been stolen from you. There's my soon to be preacher brain. Hallelujah. He wants to give back to us.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen. So the Good Shepherd leads us in the paths, and his paths lead to righteousness, not for our sake, but for his glory and for his name's sake.
Amen.
One of the chief purposes of mankind is to glorify God and to glorify God for his name's sake. So we're not here for ourselves.
Amen.
We're here for God.
Amen.
He will lead us in his righteousness. All right, verse 4. We're
verse 4,
moving
here
and
we
grooving.
Go. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Who's he talking to? The shepherd,
mm-hmm.
the Lord.
Yeah.
You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So, as Braden was saying a little bit earlier, sheep are susceptible to predators. So, that's what that shepherd's to do. He's to protect them. Keep those, you know, predators away. Don't let them get to him. Who's our predator?
The devil.
That's right. So, our good shepherd, Jesus, is protecting us.
Amen.
He's going to keep us. He's going to keep us. We all know the scripture, and I can't remember where it is, where Satan comes as a roaring lion to devour, to destroy, and John, I should have written that down, and I don't remember where it was, but so Satan is out there, he's trying to catch us. That's why Brandon said, be on guard, be watchful, you know. We will go through valleys, you know, that we are going to have fights. You know, the word says that fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
That says right there that we're going to have fights, but fight the good fight. Why? Because it's in the end, we're victorious. We are going to fight that. But like Brandon said, be watchful.
And we are to go through the valley.
Yes.
And not to be stuck
in the valley. That's right.
If you've been in the valley for a long period of time, we need to look at the shepherd. And
right.
See, why am
right.
I still in this valley?
Right.
I should be gone through this valley.
Yeah.
Amen.
So we do not, it says here, have to fear evil. We don't have to. We don't have to be afraid.
Nope.
The Lord is my shepherd. Just always go back to those first words there. As we're reading through this, I don't have to fear. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd.
Hallelujah.
He is my shepherd. He's going to protect me. He's going to provide.
Amen.
You know, it doesn't matter what man can try to do to me. They can try, like Brandon said. They can try, but we're going to rise back up. We've got the Lord our shepherd. Sheep, and we talked about this, sheep without a shepherd, they're easily frightened. They're startled.
we used to drive down the road, sorry. We used to drive down Powell Road, and there's a farm out there. There's a sheep farm.
It's very sad.
And we would roll the window down, and they'd all be out there just chilling, grazing. And I would whistle real loud, just whip, you know, and they would just, boom, I mean, they would take off back to the barn, and it was hilarious.
They're afraid. They're,
but they were skittish. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as I read about sheep and, you know, kind of, I know. And then another thing that I learned that, you know, when they get afraid, they'll go on their back.
Yep.
And they can't get up.
Yep.
They can't, they could
die. Well, you've heard
of
the fainting goats. Have you ever heard of the fainting goats?
But
the goats
get
that
back.
Faint.
I think they get back up though.
The goats will get back up, but they literally will go stiff if they get startled and just startled. They'll go stiff, fall over, and as of dead. And it takes them time before they'll be able to get back up. But they'll do this and just go boink. And it takes them time to recuperate. That fear takes over.
Yeah.
And we've seen throughout, you know, life in general, how people sometimes when there's a situation that takes place, there are some that will take off and run.
Yeah.
There are some that will cower down in fear.
Right.
And we're talking about people. And the other one will go up just like David did and take his head off.
Right.
And this is what we're talking about. That's the believer, see? We're not the one in fear.
Right.
And if fear comes, we take its head off.
Right.
Amen.
And that's the thing. And I about this verse right here, I will fear no evil. You have to, when you immediately know that fear is coming, immediately take care of it.
Amen.
Immediate. Don't let it try to settle. Don't, you know, you have to be right on that. And I mean, that's a whole nother
can't let it
thing
fester.
Right there. You yep. can't, I mean, because the spirit of fear is, it is. And I mean, if you allow it to stay,
realize how strong the spirit of fear is. It
yeah.
is the opposite of faith.
Yeah.
So if you know how strong faith is, when you see the word of God and what faith can do, then think about then how strong fear is and what fear can do.
I mean, Amen. I have felt, you know, when fear tries to come on you, I mean, your body instantly goes into a, I don't even know how to explain
dry heaves.
I mean, that spirit takes over and you are so...
You get confused. You get dizzy. You get lost.
You just immediately have to. There are situations in life if you don't know what to do and fear tries to take in, you know, or take over. You if you don't handle it right then and there, then I'll attest to it personally that if I haven't grabbed a hold of it and taken care of it right away, it takes longer to get out of it.
Amen.
You know what I mean? It's a harder battle, maybe, is, you know what I mean? It just seems like harder, you know, but I love this here because I don't have to fear. I don't have to
fear.
I will not. That's right. I don't have to. And Brandon was talking a little bit about the rod and the staff, and it says here that your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod of a shepherd, it was used to protect against predators, to defend the sheep in case of attack, to guide them and to keep them in the right path so they don't wander off. The rod was not only used for a weapon, but it symbolized authority over the sheep. Huge authority. That's a whole nother thing right there. We have the authority through Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
have that authority. He will protect and provide and guide us and tend to us and everything else, but we also have that authority. So when fear tries to take over, we have the authority to run it off. So the rod, the staff, on the other hand, like Brandon said, it had a bend to it. The bend was fitted perfectly for bringing in the stray sheep by their necks. It was so perfectly shaped that it wouldn't choke the sheep, but it was narrow enough to be able to bring them back into the fold in a gentle, loving, yet firm way. That's our shepherd.
But you don't want your pastor to do that because then you leave the church and get all mad. And now you think about that for a minute. Now, he's your shepherd, right? He's to stand before you, answer to God as to being your shepherd and feeding the sheep. And yet, when he tries to do his job, they get mad and run off. They get mad and they quit. They get mad and say, you're controlling. Controlling? He's supposed to put that staff around your neck and guide you and direct you, but you don't want him to. Now, I'm not saying you. But as you've seen throughout the years in FCC or any other church for that matter, when people get upset, it's all the pastor's fault. He's controlling. He's mean. And they leave. And yet, as you see, as the shepherd's job and what the shepherd's job is, it's one of authority. It's one of authority over the sheep. Why? To protect them.
Right.
Right? To feed them.
Yeah.
Keep them healthy. To keep them right. To keep them where they're supposed to be.
Right. Yeah.
Right. But anyway.
So good. So good. Verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. God is preparing a place at his table for us. The anointing of oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit and is also pictured the anointing of the kings and priests, which believers are destined to be someday. The Holy Spirit. We have to have the Holy Spirit
Amen.
In our life. The Holy Spirit's our helper.
Yep.
You know, he's going to help us when God guides us. Yeah. I mean, so he's prepared a table for us. When you prepare a table for somebody, you're inviting them in. You're welcoming them. You love them. I can just feel it. It's just a, you know, God is preparing that table for us. You know what I mean? The Lord is my shepherd. I would go back to that every time I would read through this. And then, of course,
surely
my cup runs over.
Yes.
Our cup runs over. Another thing that I read when I was, because I really dissected this and kind of got into to a lot of this, but I want to read this because it says, finally, the cup that runs over is symbolic of Eastern hospitality. When a guest was welcome to stay, they intentionally overflowed the cup so that the guests realized that they were welcome to all that the host had and could stay as long as they wanted. And this, yeah, we're coming in. And this is indicative of eternal life in Christ. We will abide with him for all eternity.
Amen.
I thought that was really cool. Yeah. Verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. Remember, we read in the beginning, every need that we will ever need, he will take care of us. So all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That just, right there, that says it. I mean, goodness and mercy. His goodness is always, always. He wants good for us. Good, good, good. His goodness. Mercy. He knows there's times when we're going to need that mercy. We've got that mercy. I kind of like to say that the goodness is for the good times. The mercy is for the times where I haven't been so good. But good. You know what I mean? But when you think about that, goodness and mercy. He knows we're going to mess up. He knows we've made mistakes. But his mercy, his love. The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. He is my shepherd. He provides for me. He loves me. He watches over me. He tends to me. I mean, we could keep going. I mean, I could really keep going and going and going. And I've been in this for about 2 weeks now, day after day after day. I have not left this. I mean, when I'm having my word time and my prayer time, it's been this for 2 weeks. He has me there. But it's in here now. I mean, not that I didn't know it. Not that I didn't know it, but he restores my soul. He refreshes me. You know what I mean? And I kind of feel like we just all need that. You know, we get busy. Life will beat us down. And it's, you know, sometimes we look up and we're like, God, come on, you know? I mean, and that's, you know, I've said that. Lord, come on. I'm tired of fighting all the time. You know, and sometimes we feel like we're fighting all the time. Not like fighting, like, you know, between people, but, you know, just fighting the devil and the battles.
Fighting the battles,
you know, I just kind of feel like I get out of one battle and it's just like, right, you know, but I'm like, but the Lord is my shepherd. I will have every need that I will ever need. He restores my soul. He refreshes me. I mean, and we can go back and read through it, but, you know, I just do that. I mean, when you have time, really sit down. David made it personal. Make it personal. It was very personal to him. And then I will end with this, if I can find it. I didn't even get to this because I was, I had so much. But these were notes that I had throughout the week, and I just had to keep it down to a...
Because I was up here.
Now I got to find the one thing that I wanted to... Okay. There was one thing. Our experience with God can never be vital until it's personal. We have to make it personal. When God gave me that, I'm like, wow, it can never be vital. And what does the word vital mean to you? I didn't look it up, but vital means everything. I mean, it means everything. Intense, important, it means everything to you.
Can't live without.
Yeah, our experience with God can never be vital until it's personal. Make it personal.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what she was saying about go back and read this and read this and read over it and just spend some time in it. We all know it well enough, I think, that we could quote the whole thing. But it is, what's the word say? Keep it before your eyes and in the midst of your heart, right? And so, and this is what I was saying, was look for what's going on in your life. Look for it. Pay attention to things in your surroundings. Pay attention to the good that God has, but pay attention to where the enemy will try to sneak in. We always pay attention to our homes. We don't leave windows open and doors wide open when we go to bed at night. What? We pay attention. Why? Well, the thief might want to sneak in and steal, kill, or destroy. Right? So we pay attention. And this is no different than with God. God wants us to pay attention. He wants us to look to the shepherd for everything. To look to him for everything. Don't look to anyone else. He doesn't want us to borrow. He wants us to lend. He wants us to be a blessing. He wants us to give, right? There's so many things that he wants for us, but just as she said, until you make it personal, it won't become vital. And I think that's very important. I think that it's no different than me and her having a personal relationship. It got to such a point that I couldn't live without her, and it became vital. You see what I'm saying? I had to marry her. I can't get rid of her now, you know. But you understand what I'm saying? That's how vital now. It became personal to the point that now it's vital that I have, that I'm with her. And that's the way we are to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. That it's so personal now that I can't go throughout a day without spending time with Him, saying hi, thanking Him for what He's done, just thanking Him for saving my life and for His blood and for His stripes. Amen. Whatever it takes. And then let Him restore us and restore our soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to pray. And Brother Fred, will you come up? And Elder Bill, will you come up, please? And we're going to pray. I want you all to be in agreement with me this morning and with Elder Bill and Mr. Glasser. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're all in a battle. Amen. It is there, and it is what it is. Our brother Fred is going through a battle. He's battling. He's been going through a battle. We all have been battling something. We're going to put our faith with his this morning. Amen. He is believing God for healing.
Amen.
So we're going to believe that he is healed in Jesus' name. Through the laying out of hands, right? The sick recover. Amen. So let's believe together. Pray in the Spirit, however you want to do it. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory, Father, for the mighty, mighty God in our life. We thank you that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is alive forevermore. I thank you, Father, according to your word, that these signs will follow those who believe, that in the name of Jesus Christ, we will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. I thank you that according to your word, Father, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, Fred Glasser is healed. We give you the glory for it, Father, now. We give you the honor for it now in Jesus' name. Now as we lay hands upon Fred, I thank you for the healing power to flow from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, from the inside of his body and from the outside of his body. I call him healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And I give you the glory. I give you the honor, Father. I call him victorious in Jesus' name. We put our faith now with him as believers in the body of Faith Christian Center that Fred Glasser is healed in Jesus' name. And devil, I curse you. I bind you sickness and disease. I break your power. I command you, get off of his body in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have no authority here. We have authority over you. And be gone now in Jesus' name. And I thank you now, Holy Spirit, that you fill him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet with peace, with faith. Fear be gone in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory and the honor for it. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our brothers healed in Jesus' name. Healed. Woo, praise God. I about fell over. That was great. Glory to God. I like a good dose of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I pray that this morning you leave here today knowing some things that are very, very, very important. And that is, look to the shepherd. Look to him. Look to him. Listen to him. Spend some time with him. Remember, relationship and fellowship. It's important. It's important that we have that relationship. See, I won't have a relationship with Sue if I don't fellowship with her. And that's so vital. It's so important. So in order for us to have that relationship with the shepherd, we got to have fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We thank you for the anointing that is here right now, Father. Thank you, Father, for Fred is healed in Jesus' name. I thank you that as we go this week, Father, that your angels are in charge over us to guard and keep us in all of our ways. That in our pathway there is life and blessing. And I thank you that there be no curse, no destruction, no sickness, no disease, no lack, no want, for we are free. And our shepherd provides our needs. We give you the glory and the honor for it. And all of God's people said, amen. Love you all. God bless you. Have a blessed week.